What is up, dreamers?
Who wants you, baby?
It's an Alan Partridge reference there. It's Wednesday, the 23rd of March, and this is the Get Lucid podcast, the podcast all about fishing. I mean, lucid dreaming. My name is Joe Devine, and this is the cheeky Thomas Smith. Hello, Smith. How's it going, sir?
It's going lovely.
Well, that didn't sound too nice, though.
How dare you? That's my lovely voice.
Well, I wouldn't want to hear what your awful voice is.
No, it is awful.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Generally.
How's your, well, to be honest, normally we do the old, how's your lucid experiences been going this week, blah, blah, blah. But we've been away. That's why we haven't had an episode last week. So sorry for everyone that didn't realise. But yeah, me and Smith went on some crazy mountain hike through Wales. You know, the country.
My legs are still destroyed.
Well, it was pretty difficult, so I really enjoyed it, though.
It was awesome, but yeah. Hiking up that mountain was a killer.
It was a killer, but it was a delicious killer. Chocolate killer. So, but yeah, no, so this week we have got loads to talk about in regards to what we've been doing lucid-wise, but it's all based off of this weird trip that we had.
It's all bits and pieces.
Yeah, so...
sort of a buffet.
So normally, yeah, like I said, I would ask how's your lucid experience has been, but I know exactly what's going down. yeah, so should we chat about this? Because basically,
man,
what we did last week is we travelled across the Brecon Beacons in Wales.
Oh, by the way, I'm well apologetic about the canes towards Wales. Wales is lovely.
Oh, yeah, Wales is a wonderful place.
Didn't realise how good it was. It's amazing.
It is a lovely place.
Still no internet, though, but...
No, and there are a lot of sheep. We saw one crazy horse that nearly bit my penis off. Get the shit out of me, that horse. So we went on this massive trip, and basically we wild camped like every night. We were there for what, 4 or 5 nights, was it?
That's not a wake and juice lucid dream camp.
No. That's the only place in the world that we actually have to make that reference.
Just camping where we're not allowed to be,
camping,
really.
Yeah, just... So yeah, we camped every single night, and every single night we tried to get lucid or at least remember our dreams. And obviously we didn't have like a notepad and pen to write all our dreams down, but I actually found that I remember my dreams way more vividly than I have done in the past, what, month?
Yeah.
It was crazy, absolutely crazy. I don't know if you felt the same.
Well, I was, when we first started doing this podcast, I reckon about episode 4 in, the lucid dreams were coming out left, right and centre, and dream recalls just happening all the time. And sort of like towards the later few episodes, it's been a bit drier. And when we went away on this trip, because we literally had nothing on our minds, we were just like walking, and me and Joe were just talking about lucid dreaming every time.
We'd be at the back, like
our mates, just like every time you were with Joe, you just lucid this, lucid that. God,
It's better than what they're chatting about, though.
Yeah,
I don't even know what they're talking about.
It wasn't lucid dreaming.
No,
I know that. I think that really helped, because we had no concerns or nothing really on our minds. We were just enjoying the hike, we were talking about lucid dreaming, and I think naturally that's a great way to start remembering your dreams if that's all you're really thinking about.
And also intentionally I did, you know, we did kind of say, right, let's try and do this, let's try and get lucid on this camping trip. But the cool thing was is that we had a friend come with us.
Howard Higgs.
Yeah, Howard Gow. He actually got lucid on the trip, and he had never even, I mean, he'd heard about lucid dreaming but didn't know much about it. So basically we
bombarded him with information.
We just really, really went overboard on the artillery. It's like,
I said to him, like as we were sleeping that night, I was like,
whispered in his ear, Howard, get lucid.
I literally said to him, honestly, I was like, Howard, just tell yourself you will get lucid tonight, and you will. And I was like that positive with him, because the more you believe it, the more positive you are with it, the more chance you got. And I literally just told him, you will get lucid. And he woke up and he's like, I got lucid.
Yeah, it was pretty.
That's amazing. I think he was a bit more susceptible to it because he'd read up on it, I think, a bit and stuff, but
yeah, it was pretty badass that he just sort of did it.
It's mental how he had one like that, just from us talking about it.
And also, we even got, you know, the other two friends that went with us to get their dream recall going again. Yeah. As well as ours. I mean, my dream recall was
like a virus.
I mean, I was waking up, and we were waking up very early, you know, say sort of 6-ish. We weren't actually getting out of our tents and stuff until about 8 or like 7:30. But I was waking up at about 6 and laying in bed just trying to remember my dreams. And every time I'd wake up, I would just sit there, like lay there and just think, you know, apart from when that goose like was treading about, that just freaked me out. And I was like, what the fuck is that? But apart from that time, all the other times you don't hear anything, you're not concentrating on anything, you just... So I just lay there and, you know, really tried to get my dream recall without writing it down, which is quite a struggle, really. So
yeah. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, dream recall definitely picked up, especially towards the end of the trip. Mm. I noticed I was getting the dream recall.
I mean, I was remembering 3 to 4 dreams a night, and that's even better than what I do when I'm at home, you know, with a pen and pad, which is ridiculous. Yeah. And I don't really know, like, I kind of put it down to the cold weather. Like, I did say this to you. I tried to replicate this as well at home, and it worked. So I kind of have a little bit of evidence to support this. But I found that, you know, when you wake up in a freezing cold tent, you don't just instantly go back to sleep. You're like, shit, this is really cold. Like, and you kind of just lay there really cold, like, please do something to warm myself up. So because of that, I was more aware of my micro awakenings, and it gave me more time to sit there and go, oh, shit, I'm awake. What was my dream? Yeah. And sort of retrace my steps.
Rather than being cozy and comfortable and just drifting back off to sleep.
Exactly. So, and I tried to replicate this in my room, right? And obviously, if you live in an awesome place in the world, then you can't do this because you have lovely sunny weather all the time. But we don't. We live in England, and England is shit. So, basically...
It's all right.
It's cold at night all the time. So, yeah, I opened my window wide. It was comfortable enough to sleep in, you know, but it wasn't... When I woke up, I didn't want the window still open, so I sort of forced myself more conscious, remembered the dream, and then shut the window and went to bed. And it actually did work, so I don't know if you want to call that a little tip or not, but give it a try, I guess.
It's a drafty dream recall.
That is it. Drafty dream recall. I love that. DDR.
There you go.
Dance Dance Revolution or drafty dream recall. Take your pick, mate.
Love
PlayStation
it.
Game with a dance mat or a... An attempt at dream recall. DDR.
I'm going to try it. I haven't tried that window one.
Yeah, no, it's strange. I won't say it's good.
I can see how it helped, because it is such an easy thing to fall into when you have a lot of microwaving and you'd be like, oh, I remember my dream, and you just sort of doze off again. Yeah. You just slip into unconsciousness straight away.
You're all cozy, aren't you? But there's something that's slightly off, you know.
I mean, when we're like, in those
tents. If you need a piss, Smith.
Yeah.
If you need a piss.
This works.
Yeah.
The piss works. The piss back to bed method.
Piss back to bed. I mean, if you need a piss, you know, you wake up and you struggle to go back to sleep because your bladder's really awkward. So,
fool.
You know, if it wasn't the case that you sort of woke yourself up with these microawakenings, then, you know, then it'd be a bit shit because you just pissed the bed.
Yeah.
Or freezed
the bed. I've noticed I've had a few lucid dreams in the past from a piss back to bed.
Exactly.
Because you're like, I can't bother to do wake back to bed, but you wake up from a microwave and you're like, oh, I need a piss. So you go and have a piss. And then whilst you do it, I'll do like a cheeky reality test.
Yeah, check your hands, all that shit.
Yeah, just a cheeky one. Check the penis.
I literally was just about to say the exact same thing. I was thinking, well, you know, when you check your hands, what until you check your penis? I've never thought.
I'm not always looking at it like I do with my hands, though.
Well, I am.
My penis is constantly out.
Mine is. Mine's hanging out the zipper half the time. Saying that, that's like you on holiday. I'm not going to go into
that
joke.
That's old news, that is. Jesus.
Don't muck about. Sorry, that's a massive inside joke. I won't explain it.
Basically, I had my penis out and I was in a bit of an aggressive state.
That's quite funny.
But, yeah, also, I think the thing that helped me get lucid as well, like, because I don't know about you, but I was basically bloody uncomfortable for the entire trip.
Oh, you weren't sleeping with Chris Tom?
Yeah.
Who is not only, you know, he's not fat at all, he's completely
hench. He's a big lad. Yeah.
Like, he's the henchiest, strongest man. I mean, he should really be on World's Strongest Man, but he's not, you know, silly boy. But he is massive. So, you know, you're lucky you're small. I mean, if that was me in the tent, I would have been fucked. Absolutely fucked.
But, like, not only that, it was, like, hard ground. It was well cold. It was freezing. And literally, my rather than usually, just, I want to get lucid. I want to experience that cool like alternate reality. I was literally like, please get lucid tonight so I can be in a different place where I know it's going to be warm. It was literally that intention.
It's almost hypnotising yourself.
Yeah, because then I did get lucid once on that camping trip. And yeah. I was like, oh, yes. It was like sunny. I was like, oh, it feels well good. Even though I was in my tent with like frostbite. Like, oh, yes. For that brief moment of lucidity, I was feeling the heat. I loved it.
After we did reset, like almost, because that's basically what it was like resetting our lives for a little bit. That's pretty much what holiday is. You know, you go away, reset all your bullshit and come back to the mundaneness, but you're a bit more fresh than you were before because obviously you've just had a cheeky rest.
Yeah.
So, you know, once we reset our lucidity, our lucidometers, that was cheesy. I apologise for that. That was horrific.
That was Edam.
That wasn't even Edam, man. That was the worst of cheeses.
Gone off brie. I don't know.
Gone off brie.
Oh, Stilton. Stilton's awful.
Who invented that?
Who eats that?
What I can't understand about Stilton is someone's like, yes, that's mouldy and that must be delicious. It's like, what? Yeah. How does that make sense? I don't like look at a bit of chicken and go, oh yeah, shit, that's got some crazy blueness. Let's get
it's
on that.
It's covered in blood. Delicious.
Get on that get on that mould.
Look at that fluff on it. Vitamins.
Oh, man. Oh, that chicken needs a shave. Fucking bum fluff everywhere.
Don't shave it off. That's the best bit. Love them shavings, that hairy chicken.
What were we talking about? Shit, I've actually completely... Yeah. You know, it's not one of those moments where we retract back. I've completely forgotten.
This is like dream recall.
Yeah. Actually, talking about that, we might as well chat about that awesome tip that Cloud gave us.
Oh, yes.
We've been chatting to a lot of the Dreamviews guys, obviously, since we got Doug Halverson on, or Cock Horse, or No Name, or whatever you want to call him. You know, just call him anything.
Barry White for his deep voice.
Yeah, I think that's what we should start calling him. Fuck all the other Eliases, just call him
Barry
White.
Yeah, we made up a new one.
All right, so Barry White, you know, we've been chatting to him on, and obviously we had him on episode 10. Oh, we can't call him Barry White Smith.
I've done it. He's Barry White.
So he introduced us into a lot of the big community guys at Dreamviews, which was awesome. So we talked to a couple, and one of them was a guy called Cloud, and he said, you know, this awesome little tip about rewinding your memory. And like relive, you know, rewinding through your day and through your dreams. So like, say if you go to bed at night, you rewind through your day quite quickly, you know, overview it, and then go to sleep. And he said that it stops you from thinking about the shit in the day during your like attempt at a wild, and it just helps with your dream recall when you wake up and you rewind through it rather than just trying to think where you started, which is it's an awesome little tip. So if you do that, rewind at night, you know, rewind through your day. And it's really funny because me and Smith had the exact same interpretation of it when we sort of talked
about
it.
Benny Hill style.
Yeah, the Benny Hill's like backwards, like going through your day, like, oh, man, it is quite funny.
The thing is, it did work because I did notice, I remember my dream, so I'm guessing it worked, but I haven't kept up with it because it does require quite a bit of effort to sit there and go back throughout your whole day. It's a bit boring, but...
If the day was awesome, especially if it was like a reverse.
Well, if
awesome
I was fucking
day,
loads of girls, then I'd love to go through that. No, but
that would look really weird, though. That would look really weird, like in reverse. It'd be like, ooh. it'd be like the climax to the getting them drunk over and over. They're slightly getting more sober.
The climax to the rehypnol.
Yeah. I'm going to get arrested now under false pretenses. You rehypnoled someone. What?
Someone? Multiple people.
Multiple people, so both sexes, eh?
Oh.
You love it.
I've shot myself in the foot there.
Yeah, you did. Brilliant. Well, since, you know, that we've...
I'm not a rapist.
I'm not going to answer that. Oh, I don't want to be taken to court about you being a rapist. Stop raping people, Smith.
All right, I'll stop now. Brilliant.
God, the mood's gone a bit sour.
I know. Haribo, Tanfastic.
Oh, we ate a lot of them on the trip.
Oh,
we are rambling.
Get back to dreaming.
All right,
well,
we might as well talk about the lucid dreams that we have had this week, because I've had one and you've had one. So go on, Smith, give us your little lucid dream this week.
Oh, well, it's not that exciting, the first one I had. But the second, well, the one I had one today. I had one last night. And
Cheeky.
I got lucid, and I basically watched Inception again recently, and I got well.
I was going to say in your dream. You watched it in your dream. A waste of time. It's like watching a film about watching dreams within a dream whilst in a dream.
Yeah, pointless.
Yeah.
Seen it before. Don't need a dream about it. But I was in this dream, and I was like, oh, there's one thing that I've got massively want to do now, and that's basically that scene in Inception where that girl out of Juno's like getting taken around the dream scene, and she's like starts mucking about a bit, and she turns the road over, and like it goes upside down. You know that bit?
Yeah, yeah. That's like the most iconic bit.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm gonna do that. Bars down like a country lane, so
there's no skyscrapers. It's just
and I couldn't even lift the road. I like the trees brushed a bit at the far end, but that was it. I think that requires power. It's almost like dream power. Yeah, I didn't have the dream power.
Well, Sean's, you know, from IIProductions.com, he said that he feels that he has like a mana bar type thing, like dream power. Like, and if he uses too much of it, his resources go down, which I found quite funny, which is kind of the same shit.
It's well hard to break your, because they say intent and your own belief system.
Well, yeah, it's your ties to this reality. You're still with it.
You got to break your own belief system. And I know you can do anything in a lucid dream, but I still had this thing in my back of my mind where I was like, I'm going to do this thing where I turn the road over and it's like on top of me. But I still had this thing in my mind that was like, it's really ambitious.
Yeah.
And because of that, obviously, it was really hard to do because I just assumed it would be. It's so hard to break your own belief structure.
Which, like, yeah, it's just the mass tie that we have with this reality is huge. And I mean, that feeling of having that dream power is almost, you know, that tie to reality to give it some sort of realism, because otherwise you could just go in and do whatever you want, which you can, but you know, your brain doesn't think you can because you're, like I said, tied to this reality. So it's almost an excuse for you not to do stuff, which is quite weird.
If there's any experienced lucid dreamers, this is that, and they've done that, let us know.
Yeah,
or try it soon and just let us know how it went, because I think that'd be an awesome thing to do.
Yeah. So was that the only lucid dreams that you had?
Well, I had one on the camping trip where like I just flew about basically.
Yeah, and maybe saying that.
It's true. Like when you when you're lucid, it's hard sometimes to maintain focus. Like you'll go flying, but sometimes you'll lose control of your flight almost, right. And you're not really sure why. And I remember I was flying around this environment, and there's a few houses, and I wanted to get on top of this van, and I was starting to sort of almost descent a little bit. And I landed on this van. I was like scrambling to like get onto this van. It's really strange how you can fly, but at the same time you're almost not in control sometimes. Yeah. And you're sort of like a drunk driver, just like, whoa, like all over the place.
It's also it's that tying to reality again. Like if you feel, even though you are in control, in the back of your mind, you know you think that you're not, because you know you feel that you're out of control in this reality. So because of that, I think you know those sort of things can happen often, because I found that, you know,
yeah,
a lot of the time that I try and do something and it's completely out of my control, because you're trying to gain that control through the lucidity. It's almost a confidence factor as well, isn't it? So
it is, but I think you'll definitely have to think differently about doing stuff, because I don't always do what I know what I should do, because I've had a lucid dream before and I've started to lose control flying. And the best way I got of controlling it again was focus all my energy on one specific point. Like, I remember I focused on like a pink flower,
right?
Like from the distance, and I just flew towards it because I didn't really even care about flying. I was just looking at the flower and it directed my flight towards it. So you have to sort of think differently about flying. It's not like,
well, about everything in a dream, because
we all have these doubts,
don't we? You know, and I think even experienced lucid dreamers are going to have doubts every now and then, because it's just the way it is in this reality. So, but I mean, that kind of works with the dream that I had, because once again, I tried to magic some women up.
Oh yeah, get on them women.
As usual, that's like my trademark, is completely failing to magic a woman. I'd be the worst magician, because like I'd put them in the little thing and they wouldn't come back.
You'd be a sex magician.
I'd just be a shit magician. It's glad that that's not my career path of choice, you know.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be any good. But yeah, no, so I got lucid through walking in a place that I'd recognised before, you know. So it was my old school, junior school, walking up to my high school, because they were connected. And yeah, so I was walking up to my high school, and I was walking with someone that I'm not normally with at all. I was just like, I think I'm dreaming. Did the old reality test, and I was like, yeah, I'm definitely dreaming.
Nice.
And instantly, stuff started to go a bit weird. First thing was I ordered some woman to pull her trousers down. That was a bad idea because I pretty much just ruined the dream right there. And then I'm just a rude little bastard. And
you've got a fetish.
Oh, yeah. And I wasn't even
I'm losing. Get your trousers off, love.
I wasn't even
get in the van. On any. Come on.
It was awful. And yeah, so I moved on to the next stage of the dream, if you want to call it. I think I might have even woken up and gone back into the dream. Yeah. I can't really remember. I know that it was very like fuzzy and. Yeah, so I got into my bedroom, and I was trying to like peekaboo a woman up. I'm just obsessed with getting this woman in this bed.
I love outrageous techniques for these women.
Yeah, I just keep trying all these weird like techniques to try and, because you know, you said like open a door and something will be there. So my thought in my mind was, well, you know, if that means that thinking about something and obscuring my vision and then trying to, you know, and then pulling my vision back, you know, surely something will be there. It's technically like using a door, right?
Yeah, I get it, yeah.
And I started to lose my lucidity a bit, so I turned around and rubbed my hands, right? And rubbing my hands kind of brought a bit of clarity back, but it didn't really. So in the end, I literally got onto my desk, moved my keyboard, and just started rubbing the desk vigorously, right? Proper going for it. And then it was well clear. I was like, oh, that fucking worked. Like,
What is it with us? When we like try to get a more stable lucid dream, we immediately, both of us, seem to go towards the desk in our bedroom and like rub ourselves on laptops and keyboards. That's what I do in most lucid dreams. If I'm losing it, I seem to be in my room. I'll be like, oh, shit. I just go towards the desk area and rub myself.
We're stabilising it completely because it's something that, you know, we sit at all the time, you know, be it doing a podcast or it is a very used area. So I guess when you get there and it's the stuff that you're very, very familiar with, when you rub it, it's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, I love rubbing this.
I love this desk. I love it. Like, so, yeah, it became super clear, right? And I turned around and nothing was there. I was just getting a bit pissed off. I even decided I was going to try Dream Facebook. Because, like, we always joke about Dream Facebook and so do other people. I thought, I wonder what Dream Facebook really is like, right? So
yeah, it's exactly the same, I think.
I tried to log on, and it just wouldn't let me log in. So I was just sitting there on the computer like, oh, it's not letting me log in. This is a bit sick. So I just
what a boring dream.
Yeah, no, so I turned
around,
I'm going
to have to send an email so I can get my password sent to me.
No, it just didn't work. It was all weird and just didn't let me log in. I was like, it just doesn't work. Dream Facebook's bullshit, right? So I was hoping I was hoping that you'd be logged in and I could frape you on
Lucy.
Yeah, I could have done that. No, so I turned around, right, and I tried to peekaboo this woman. So I had my hands in front of my eyes and I was opening them up, right? I did it twice. First time didn't work, right? Second time I tried it, as I moved my hands away, there was another hand in the way of my left hand. I was like, what the fuck? And then I looked closer and it was actually an arm sticking out from underneath the bed.
Oh. Right,
so I walked over to the arm and I yanked the arm and it was a blow up doll. I pulled out like, what the fuck? Like,
oh my goodness.
I was like, oh, my dream is just being a dickhead. He knows that this is what I'm
That is your attempt at getting a woman.
Yeah.
You are a disgraceful.
I'm a terrible dream puller.
Blow up doll.
I was literally cracking the fuck up in my dream. I was laughing so hard because I was just like,
my dream's putting a practical joke on you.
Well, it kind of made me feel really proud because I was like, I'm a bit like that in real life, you know. I love to joke.
What?
I love to, like, pull pranks and stuff. And, like,
it
just, my dream was doing it to me. And I was just like, what a dick. I love you. Like, it's almost like an entity of itself, you know, that subconscious element.
And yeah, that's part of you.
It's part of me, yeah. And it just, it reflected. And it was like, taste your own medicine. Fucking blow up doll. And then I even considered, you know, going for it, but I thought, no, it's only a block.
Oh, for God's sake, you can do that in waking life.
I know, but I just thought maybe it would be funny. And
maybe it'll just turn into an actual one when you start as well.
Yeah, so I just thought it'd be funny. I just found it such a funny situation that my dream would pull a blow-up doll out. I love you, dream. I love you, dream.
It's funny.
So, yeah, that was my lucid experience. Very comical. So, yeah, there you go. But that's the first time I've been lucid in what? two, three weeks, maybe. I think two weeks is about right. And it's definitely through this resetting business from the trip. So really pleased about that.
Opened you up.
Opened my legs. Stirred my legs up. So.
Oh, raise them.
Oh, yes, sir. Right.
That plastic.
what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, we haven't got a Lucid 101 this week. Probably not going to have any more Lucid 101s. Me and Smith have had a little discussion about it. Yes, let's all shed a tear for the Lucid 101. But basically, we've pretty much come to the end of the new tutorials. Yeah, we have got to the point where, you know, all the new tutorials that you learn as you're lucid dreaming, as we were lucid, you know, learning to lucid dream, have kind of come to a halt now, and we're just getting small snippets, tips and tidbits.
Little starters.
Little shots, man. Little shots of lucid alcohol. So,
oh, that's strong.
God, it's like Sambuca.
Tequila arise.
Oh, I love tequila. I actually love tequila. It's awesome.
Suck on that lemon.
Oh, yes, and a bit of salt. Yeah. So we're not going to do any Lucid 101s anymore. We're just going to go with, you know, the general.
If something crops up that we think's outrageous, we'll slap it in again.
Yeah, we will. But apart from that, yeah. So we should all wave goodbye like the Queen with the one hand to
Lucid. One hand up her ass.
Lucid 101s. What did you just say?
Nothing.
Did you just say something about the Queen in a very rude manner?
Oh, I love her. She's great.
She can behead you, you know, Smith.
What's she ever done for me? Nothing.
Look pretty? I don't know.
Look pretty? God.
Yeah. Right, yeah, and we haven't really got main topic this week because we basically talked about the campaign. Oh, it's a bit disorganized this week, but we do have a lot of questions because obviously it's been a 2-week gap period since.
It's question time.
Yeah.
On Get Lucid.
These really good questions this week, so yeah, question time on Get Lucid. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. So, right, I've got. Thank you, everyone, for like emailing us in. And you can email questions into getlucid.uk@hotmail.co.uk. I try my hardest to reply back to all of them, but obviously we're getting more and more busy with the amount of emails that are coming in and with life in general. So please don't be disheartened if I forgot. Just message me again and I'm sure I'll reply. Yeah, we got one, I think it was last week, from Hemanthay again. So thank you very much for your continued emails. It was quite a big email, but I've pretty much shortened it to a sentence. So he basically was
saying,
can you practice different skills in a lucid dream? And he wanted to know our thoughts on it. We have chatted about this before, but he gave the example of the guitar, you know, like if you practice a guitar in a dream.
You get better.
You can get better, yeah. What are your thoughts on that whole situation?
Well, I've read that, you know, this is a thing that, like, people practice in lucid dreams. Like, Robert Wagner goes off on one about it. He loves it. But I've played guitar in a lucid dream before, but only briefly. The idea is, yeah, you can practice a skill. So say you're, you're an athlete and you want to practice the long jump. You should be able to do it better because, basically, lucid dreaming is the strongest form a visualization in the world because you're basically doing it in your mind.
Yeah.
And say you wanted to practice a jump, practice this long jump, you couldn't ever get this distance. You could do it in a lucid dream. You could easily jump the distance you wanted to. Just tell yourself you couldn't, you do it. And that form of actually visualizing yourself doing it in that dream state would have a really good knock-on effect in your waking state, and you'd find that it would make you better.
It might give you the muscle memory to do it.
You'd be in the right position and stuff, and you'd just feel lovely. It'd be great. You'd be able to do it. Yeah. But most of the time, when you're in a lucid dream, like, I could easily go into, like, if I'm lucid, I could easily go into my room, get a guitar and practice it and get better at that. But I don't think many people would really want to practice something like that in a lucid dream because...
I think that's a bit situational.
Why would you want to do that if you could go out flying or something?
Yeah, but that is situational in the fact that, you know, we are still... completely new lucid dreamers.
Yeah.
Been doing this for 3 months plus, so you know we can't really speak on behalf of all this. You know, there's people that have been doing it for 30 years.
I guess if you're getting lucid every night, then.
So if you've been doing for this for 10 years, Smith, and you've pretty much run out of your imagination, you probably would want to sit there and practice something and get better at something.
Yeah, I guess so.
And I mean, it's definitely a possibility because, you know, like Hemanth even said in his email, he's talking about muscle memory. And it's completely, I completely agree with it.
I
even feel that you can learn stuff that you don't actually know.
I mean, Chris asked me this, but how do you think that works? Because I was kind of pondering.
I don't know. It's quite strange, but you know, people say that your dreams can almost predict events that have happened just by culminating sort of information that is gathered.
yeah,
and sort of predicting an outcome. So, you know, yeah, like for example, you said, oh yeah, I've been on this route cycling before, and you dreamt a certain route that we then took.
Yeah.
Basically, that could be your mind just sort of going through different situations. Because if you have so many dreams, you know, in your lifetime, you're probably bound to come across a dream, a situation that you genuinely come to in real life, especially when it's an educated guess by your subconscious, you know. Yeah. So I feel it's the same sort of thing with learning stuff you don't necessarily know. It's not, it might be that your subconscious self has sort of figured something out already. And it's bringing you to terms with it rather than you knowing something brand new. I'm not sure you can do that.
I said to Chris's example, like he said, well, I've never played guitar and I want to like learn guitar. Could I do that in Lucid Dream? And I was like, well, you've seen me play guitar quite a lot.
Yeah.
And so, you know, subconsciously you might have absorbed that information in and you could, because
people do this in real life. There's people that have this weird memory thing where they can see something and replicate it. So
you can replicate a human being pretty much exact, precise, and there's so much detail to the person's face and stuff, and you can replicate all that. So why couldn't you easily just as much replicate what someone's playing on guitar?
And then from that you then can develop some sort of weird muscle memory that can then carry on in real life. I completely agree.
And then take up lessons and improve.
Yeah. Or you might as well just get a teacher in your lucid dreams. But like, I'm going to have Roger Burrell.
Because that'd be free as well. Because I'm paying £14 for half an hour.
Yeah, but you love him.
I do love him. He's amazing. Roger Montgomery, best guitar teacher in the world.
There you go. So, that's pretty much our opinion on the whole situation. I mean, it is a cool question, so thank you very much for that. And it is a cool topic. I'm sure we can go more in depth with it later on in the podcast.
We'll shovel it up.
But for now, we've got like four questions this week, so we'll go through them. James Ashcroft,
big him up.
He asks, how long did it take for Smith to have his first dream? Don't know why he left me out, you know, but I am.
Yeah, go away, Joe. Boring.
I'm very upset about that. I'm not even going to tell you now.
Oh.
Fuck you.
Gonna wing it.
No. He said, how long did it take for Smith to have his first lucid dream? So
my first lucid
dream. I can't really answer this one.
Oh God. How long did it take? I don't think it took that long, really. I think it probably took about 2 weeks.
I suppose this all depends on, you know, when you class the start of your luciding experience. Because, like I said, I had someone tell me years ago that what lucid dreaming was, but it was only until Smith reignited it that I sort of started lucid dreaming and stuff. So I think it depends on...
Thing is, right, if you want a lucid dream, you could lucid dream tonight. It's as simple as that.
You just got to remember it.
Yeah, I think there's too much. There's too much sort of... You know that phrase, you put the pussy on a pedestal?
It's not just the pussy.
We're doing with lucid dreams. What?
You can put anything on a pedestal, Smith.
Well, I'm not going to put a jar of ketchup up there. I could easily obtain that. You know what I mean? That phrase.
Yeah, but...
I think we're bigging up lucid dreaming like it's this, like...
Like it's a pussy. That's what you're saying.
Some hairy vagina.
This is your analysis of this situation, is lucid dreaming is a giant hairy pussy. That's what
you're saying. On a pedestal. Have you not heard this? It's
heard the saying, but...
Yeah.
What I mean is you didn't have to say pussy. You could have said anything. Putting the president on a pedestal, thinking he's better than he is. It's just that situation.
Well, you know what I mean? No, that, because it's like you're trying to obtain something that you, in your mind, you're thinking is really hard to obtain. That was a well good thing, because I find it well hard to get pussy.
You sound like such a gangster when you say that. Like from America, man.
From America?
Yeah.
I'm the least American.
No one in England says pussy. They say flange. Virgin. That's a bit more
what
French.
What is all this?
I'm just saying that not many English people say pussy.
Oh, sorry. What do we call it then?
I just said flange.
I never call it the flange.
Yeah, the axe wound. I don't know, really. You just call them women. You don't really call
them. Well, anyway, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think
putting women on a pedestal is a better is a nicer way of saying that. I know what you mean, though.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad we've cleared that. That's taken about 5 minutes. But... basically, lucid dreaming in itself is just It's like this. It's like I had my first lucid dream, I think, within about 2 weeks when I started reading up on it, really. Sort of accidentally had one from doing a before I read up on it, I basically had a micro awakening and went back to sleep, and I just went into one, I think, because it was on my mind a bit. But the idea is basically you should, like most people really should be able to get lucid every night. Like it's achievable thing. I just think we need to condition ourselves into the right mind frame. And once we get, I think, like, once
it's just not getting wrapped up.
Yeah, basically you've got to sort of change your mindset almost. And once it becomes a habitual thing, like when I was younger, when we were first born, I didn't have a clue how to shit. I didn't know how to poo. I had to be taught how to poo. And now it's the easiest thing in the world. I just poo all the time. Well, easy.
Well, you could poo. You just couldn't poo in a toilet. But I know what you mean.
I was pooing without knowing. It's like dreaming without knowing.
Yeah. Oh, right, yeah, I see what you mean. You're more aware
like
of the shit.
I was pooing everywhere, and then someone had to teach me how to poo properly.
Yeah,
so
to be more aware of when you need a shit and to shit
exactly.
In the toilet.
Yeah, exactly. When you get that feeling, you need to actually go to the toilet and not just poo in the kitchen. All right, okay, I've
got
you.
That's got to be. Even, that makes so much sense, but it's the worst analogy ever.
It's almost like that. As soon as all of us as a society just learn
the shit.
State of awareness. Yeah, we'll learn the shit. But like, understand what we need to do. I mean, me and Joe are still bumbling about all over the place. We're getting thrown about by dreams.
Oh, big
and
time. We're thinking. I mean, mine throw a blow up doll in my face this week, so.
I'd have loved that. That'd be awesome.
It was fun. I really did.
Once we've nailed it on the head, everyone just get lucid together. We'll just get lucid all the time. And I reckon, once we've, as a human, this is getting ridiculous now. We're going off on one. I think once as a human race, when we've all developed this skill, it'd just be like, oh, I got lucid last night. Just like I went to the shops.
Well, I don't think you even have to say you got lucid. It would just be the dream. Oh, yeah, I had a really good dream
just
last night.
What happened last night?
I threw a pie at someone.
Yeah.
So.
Brilliant.
But yeah, that was actually a very simple question, but we did stretch that out big time. Yeah,
I just had that on my mind.
Oh, yeah. And also, massive shout out to James Ashcroft, because he actually got a tattoo on his finger to say, am I dreaming? Which is probably the most hardcore, crazy shit I've seen.
That is outrageous.
Yeah, so congratulations, I guess, on getting that tattoo. That's mental. Absolutely mental. So
I'm going to get that on my forehead.
Well, that'll be shit. You look in the mirror and you'll be like, oh, it's backwards. I can't even read it. That'll be the only time that you see it. It's just reality chess for everyone else. Am I dreaming? What? Oh.
Just how retarded that idea
is. So selfless. Like, it's the most selfless reality test.
I'm just reminding everyone else.
So yeah, that was pretty mental. I think there is a picture of it on our Facebook if you check that out. So just search Get Lucid and you should be able to see it. We've also had some awesome fan art this week, which
oh man, I love the artwork.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous.
The penis fingers. Oh my god.
Penis fingers and some other
that penis
stuff
fingers was absolutely well. Amazing.
Mate, we basically there's this
penis, I couldn't believe
there's
it.
This penis fingers thing, which is what me and Smith talked about in one of the episodes a while ago. But someone's actually drawn like a hand with penis for fingers and like a little statement above it. You need to check it out. It's hilarious. We were on the bus home from this trip and we cracked up so much. Smith fell out his chair and slid down the aisle. Oh,
well, it's more of a sudden break by the,
if
by
you
the
still
bus driver.
Slid down the chair. That was so funny.
So outrageous. I literally went flying on this bus.
It was funny.
So embarrassing.
All right, so we got another question. This one's from Barry White. A.K.A. Cockhorse, A.K.A. No Name, A.K.A. Doug Halverson. But Barry White to us. He said, I remember Smith talking about how he flew in a fashion similar to Infamous or Prototype. Did you talk about that?
I
think that was
no.
me. I think that was my thing with the DC universe, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's you with your sonic boom.
Yeah, I think that's the DC, but same sort of shit anyway. So he has a question about other gaming experiences. He asks, has gaming in general played a strong role in our dreams? And have we ever interacted with any characters or units from games? He specifically said StarCraft, but I mean, all games really is probably a better answer because you don't even play that game. So yeah, has playing computer games had a big role in your lucid dream, Smith?
I'd say yeah. Well, anything in your waking life affects your dreaming. Yeah. So yeah, it has.
But yeah, but the thing is, Smith, you say that, but like, dreaming is like an interactive art form. So it's not like watching TV. You know, you
get to
beat
like,
that person on the.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I had a dream, and I was literally dreaming like I was in Call of Duty, and I came lucid, but I didn't sort of change the scenario. I was literally in the Call of Duty scene, and I was like shooting zombies. That was a bit random. So
I've had a dream playing a game. Have you had that before?
Of me actually playing a game?
Yeah, just playing a computer game.
I've had a dream where I've been a point of perspective, and I've been watching a game, I don't know if I'm. Because in dreams you always get those weird. Weird perspective, and I was just watching the game.
I had a dream that I was playing StarCraft 2, and Liquid Tyler, who's like a really famous player, was coaching me. It was fucking weird, and I wasn't actually playing it. It almost felt as if I was the game.
All right. Your entity was StarCraft.
I felt like I was the game rather than playing it. So, like, everything was going on, but it was me.
That's why you're so good at it. It was. You are it.
It was weird, man.
Robert Wagner says you can do stuff like that, like, rather than...
Yeah, I wasn't lucid, but I remember waking up and being like, oh, man, that was fucking weird.
Yeah, that's wicked, though, how you can be...
Yeah, I felt...
It's so hard to explain, but
I felt like I was it.
Yeah.
Like... You know, and it's not like, oh, I felt like I'd melded into all the pieces and all this shit. It just...
It was very weird.
And I kind of had this, like, booming voice in the background, which was Liquid Tyler telling me what to do. It was very strange. And
that goes back to when we said, like, that other question, when you're like, oh, can you practice to make yourself better in waking life?
Yeah.
You can actually, like, if you're struggling to practice something in a lucid dream, like, say you want tips on how to get better, you could just literally... sum up someone that you admire who knows the subject, and they could give you tips, and that would be...
So me and Smith could be haunting your dreams if you summon us up for some lucid tips. Please, someone try and do that. I think that'd be well funny.
Just summon me up. I'll just be pooing in the kitchen.
Yeah, you need to teach Smith how to shit first, because he doesn't know how to do that. He was lying earlier. He doesn't actually know. He still wears a nappy. Or a diaper. You still wear a diaper, Smith.
All right, okay. Don't tell everyone.
I had to change him on this Wales trip. It was awful. Talk about the wet.
Oh, man, the amount of pooing in the bushes in that trip.
Oh, don't start going on about
that. A lot of pooing on this episode.
The cut-offs.
Coming from me.
The cut-offs.
Basically, when Joe has a poo, because it takes him so long, he's like, oh, we've got to carry on walking, so I'll just cut it off halfway through. And then he pulls up his trousers, and then he's farting for the rest of the trip, complaining that he needs to go again.
You loved it, though. You loved the cut-off, so...
And also, like, there's a technique when you poo in the woods.
Oh, don't go into this. This is getting disgusting.
But you're meant to lean against a tree and just, like, sit down and poo normally. But Joe, for some reason in his mind, decided getting in a crab position.
I thought it was cool.
Arms on the floor. Penis in the air would be a good position to poo in.
It was the crab cut-off, so... It was the crab.
It's so retarded.
It's the greatest technique that anyone's ever invented.
I would say I'm the most stupid out of us two, but that has got to be the most retarded thing I've ever heard.
Crab cut off, man. What can I say?
Crab cut off.
I'm going to draw a picture of that, a diagram for people to emulate it. So get ready for the crab cut off, boys. It's going to be big. Oh, man. We got one more question that we actually didn't answer last episode, which was a bit stupid, but it was. Natalie Carroll asked us why did we start the podcast, and we didn't answer it because we got so carried away with some other bullshit, like shitting in the woods, that we forgot to answer it. So, why did we start the podcast, Smith? Do you remember?
You said you want to do a podcast, and I was like, I don't know. And then you're like, let's do it. And I was like, okay.
There you go. No, basically, I said to Smith, because we were going on and on and on about lucid dreaming constantly, and we were kind of annoying everyone. So as a way to release all this information,
lucid juice,
to squeeze the juice out, we decided that a concentrated hour-long chat spread to, you know, as many people as we could reach was the best way to get rid of our...
best way to get our fix.
Yeah, so that's why we started it, and it kind of just rolled and rolled and rolled, and now we're at the point that we are now. So thank you, everyone, for supporting us. It's been
lovely.
An awesome ride so far. So, that was a pretty hefty episode, considering
we got no more questions.
Nah, we got.
I want more questions.
We had four. Smith. But still, you know, it's been running for about an hour. So.
Oh, good.
Right, have you got any shout outs this week, Smith?
Yes.
Oh, have you prepared?
Well, I've got GC Webs.
Yeah, but you.
Yeah, Juicy Webs, thanks for hosting. No,
and, also Juicy Webs, we are supporting them with our little cycle ride as well. So please get involved with Juicy Webs. They are juicy.
Yep. we've also got, well, I think this is the website that Stephen LeBerg goes on about in his book towards the end, the Lucidity Institute.
Right.
And I don't know if anyone's been on this website, but it's a goldmine of like information.
I've been on the website.
Oh. Okay. You ruined that for me. But it's well good if other people haven't been on it.
But yeah, check it out.
Website is www.lucidity.com. If you go on there, it's even got extracts from his book. If you haven't bought his book yet, it might juice you up to read it and stuff. And he's got loads of things. Like, he's done this invention where it helps you get lucid and stuff. And just loads of cool stuff about dream recall. And there's also a naked gallery. So get on that.
Is it really?
No. But if we were running the website, it would be.
Well, we are going to run a website, so we shouldn't really... Don't worry, we won't start running a porn website. I mean, I know it's Smith's dream to run a porn website, but...
Love it.
Is that all your shout-outs this week, or...?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, lovely.
We'll get yours out.
All right, well...
Shout me over.
I've got loads, so...
Overshout me.
Once again, thanks to Sean and Danny from Third Productions, iiiproductions.com, for spreading the word of the Lucid, because...
Yeah, they won that award, didn't they?
They didn't win... I don't think they won an award. They were just accepted into the LA Webfest, which is an award in itself.
That's
so
amazing,
like we said,
yeah.
Congratulations for that, guys, because that's awesome. Please check out their Lucidity web saga at iiiproductions.com. I have been telling people from Dreamviews to go check it out, and...
It's gorgeous.
Everyone so far seemed to give it a really cool response, so please check it out, everyone, if you haven't already. It's awesome and very funny. Oh, can you hear that?
What was that? Yeah, what was that?
Ice cream van going past. Love.
Oh, cheeky.
So professional.
Get on them lollies.
James Ashcroft, we've already said thank you for your continued support, sir. It's pretty awesome, and cannot believe you got a cheeky tattoo. That's pretty immense. It's awesome. And thanks for the penis fingers picture that you posted. That's pretty cool. I know you didn't do it, but still. Opening our eyes to some penis fingers is pretty epic.
Oh, what was that other
Arthur.
Picture? Oh, mate, that picture's amazing. Arthur, I can't believe he drew it on an iPhone.
Yeah, Arthur sent us an awesome picture from... He'd sketched on an iPhone. Arthur, I really, really don't want to try and pronounce your name, because I know I'm going to proper fuck it up and make you feel really... Well, I'll feel that I've disrespected you, but I'm going to try my hardest, right? Arthur Sargsyan or Sargsyan, or I don't know. Hopefully that's somewhat close.
That will do. That sounds good enough.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sending us that piece of art.
Yeah, really awesome joy, man.
It's cool. So, thank you everyone for emailing us this week. We actually got a shit ton. You know, not just questions, like obviously the questions we've said, but we got people emailing us, you know, all sorts of cool shit, like stories, dream journals, the... You know, comments and critiques on our episodes and stuff. It's really cool stuff. So please keep sending in juicy snippets of your lucid activities. It's awesome.
We do love it.
Thanks.
Puts a smile on our faces.
Thanks to all the what I would like to call the early morning Dreamviews crew, because every time I get home from work in the morning, I chat to them, and they're always up really, really early in their time zones, like 4 a.m. or something. So thanks everyone on there, including /112. And Zebra, you guys have been really big support, so thank you very much, people. Slash even edited like my post on the Dreamviews forum, because it needed editing. So thank you, sir. Obviously, thank you, Cock Horse, Barry White, No Name, Doug, whatever you want to call him, the entity that is Barry White.
Barry White.
Thanks for all your continued support as well. You've really boosted our show, so thank you, sir. It's awesome. You can find us at Facebook. If you just search Get Lucid. YouTube is Stomatic Mott, I think.
Yeah, that's the bad boy.
It's basically, if you listen to these episodes, don't go on it, but eventually we will have some content on one of our YouTube channels, so we'll keep you posted on that. Please email us, like I said, at getluciduk@hotmail.co.uk. Any questions? You know, we've had some really, really quite lengthy questions this week. Obviously, we can't say these on the podcast because they would take up 2 hours, so but I have answered them, so please email me, things like that. They really make my day. Yeah, that's about it. Twitter and all that crap. To be honest, Twitter, we don't actually pay attention to. So,
no, awful.
But it is Get Lucid UK, as well as the blog. This has been a proper disorganised episode this week.
I love it. I love the jumble sale of bits and pieces.
Literally, before we got onto the episode, we were like, what have we got? Nothing, wing it.
Nothing, wing it. Chicken wing it.
Yeah. So we
hot
did.
Sauce. Oh.
We chicken winged it right up. So, thanks again, everyone, for listening. And
can everyone do a reality test after this episode? Just do one.
Just do one, just in case it's fake. It's
just throw one in, yeah.
Chicken. All right, sirs, ladies and gentlemen, we shall see you next week at Wednesday at 5 p.m. So, sweet lucid dreams.
Oh.